AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump will address Congress and a divided nation this evening.
President Trump will address Congress tonight to recount his administration's first turbulent weeks.
It's going to be big.
Republicans like Tom Emmer and House Speaker Mike Johnson aren't nearly giddy.
There really is so much to celebrate.
But as the GOP cheers on the president's total takeover of Washington,
we expect the president to put on a masterclass in dishonesty.
California Democrat Pete Aguilar and others fear for a future under the president, who, with his allies, has slashed the federal government's size and remade America's place in the world, while all but daring the other two branches to stop him. Some Democrats plan to boycott. Others will bring fired federal workers, while many plan to wear blue and yellow in support of Ukraine after last week's Oval Office blow-up. The last time the president addressed Congress, the 2020 State of the Union, when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped up a copy of his speech as he finished. Johnson says that won't happen this time.
I would like to frame it in gilded gold, but I'm not sure how to do that.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's long-threatened tariffs against Canada and Mexico have gone into effect, putting global markets on edge and setting up costly retaliations by the United States' North American allies. Imports from Canada and Mexico are now to be taxed at 25%, with Canadian energy products subject to 10% import duties. All three countries have retaliated. The Vatican says Pope Francis is in stable condition, breathing with just the help of supplemental oxygen after respiratory crises a day earlier. But the Pope will resume using a ventilation mask at night. His prognosis remains guarded. This is AP News. Investigators will question the driver who allegedly rammed a car into a crowd in southwestern Germany.
The alleged ramming on Monday caused the deaths of two people while wounding 11. Five of the 11 had severe injuries. The motive remains under investigation. Cars have been used as deadly weapons in acts of violence in recent months in Germany. State Interior Minister Thomas Strubb told German news agency DPA that the driver is a 40-year-old German man from the nearby state of Rhineland-Palatinate. Strubb later said it did not appear that the driver had a political or religious motive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two suicide bombings at a military base in northwest Pakistan have killed at least 9 people and injured 25. A group affiliated with the Pakistani Taliban militant group has claimed responsibility. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.